This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers have a chance to go 2-0 to start the season if they can beat the Washington Commanders at Lambeau Field. Washington won their opener 21-6 over the Giants last week. Commanders have speed to burn, led by quarterback Jaden Daniels. The Packers defense displayed plenty of speed and energy in their win over Detroit. Coordinator Jeff Hafley says it'll need to continue.
When I'm watching film, when I hit the pause button at the end of the play and you see 11 guys all in the clip, I mean, that is like the greatest thing in the world for a coach. You find out how much they love football. You find out how much they love each other and how hard they're going to play for each other. That's what we're going to have to do again Thursday night, because that's a fast player and it's a fast team.
I'll have more on the Packers and Commanders after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Quick turnaround for both teams this week. The Packers didn't give up a touchdown until garbage time last week against the Lions. Commanders didn't give up a touchdown against the Giants at all. Packers running back Josh Jacobs on the Commanders defense.
They have a really big D-line group, and they play five up front. They got a lot of guys that's, you know, veterans in this league. I mean, obviously, you know, they got Bobby Wagner on that linebacker side, number four. He's been playing really good. It's crazy because they got an older group, but they all still very physical, and they still move pretty good. So it's going to be a good test for us.
I'm Bill Scott. We'll have game reaction from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.